Well, May is Beef Month. You probably know that already. If you don't, well, we're going to educate you here this morning. We have the 2017 Cass County Beef Queen in with us this morning. Emily Seugling joins us here in studio. How are you this morning?
I'm doing pretty good.
How did we ever manage to get you out of bed this early in the morning?
Oh, Colleen, she got me up. She told me I had to be down here at 7:20, so.
I need to put her in charge of my scheduling efforts is what I need to do. Very good. So, Beef Queen, how did you get involved in that process?
Well, the former Beef Queen, Paige Henderson, had talked to me about interviewing for it. So, we had an interview at the Redwood. Must have been a month or two ago, and then they select you, and it kind of go from there.
You have a history in agriculture?
Yes, I do, yeah.
You can't run from that.
Nope, no. Yeah, I've always been involved with agriculture, so that's something really cool. I have had the chance to show cattle at the fair, and that's kind of just spurred my interest for the beef industry. So it's something I'm really passionate about, and I really love an opportunity like this where I can educate the public and advocate for beef and represent Cass County.
Now, you guys just live a street or two over from us.
Mm-hmm.
So I know you don't have any room in the backyard there for cattle. Where do you keep your cattle?
Gary and Connie Wichman, they offered to us to let us keep our calves out there. And so that's been really, really great for us. They've really reached out to us and become like family. So I'm really thankful for the opportunities that they've given us.
Excellent. How many years have you shown cattle?
Since sixth grade.
And you've done well?
Yeah. It's been a blast. So
you won't get to show this year then, or will you?
I will show this year.
You will show this year. Because you'll be busy during the cattle show anyway.
Yeah. Yeah, it's going to be busy, but I like it that way.
You have to do an awful lot there. Now, are you a junior this year?
Junior.
You're a junior this year. Do you have plans for the future yet?
I'll probably end up at Iowa State. And I'm not totally sure what I want to major in yet, but I'll definitely be working in agriculture somehow, some way.
Dear old dad wouldn't let you go anywhere else, would he?
No.
Especially that other university on the other side of the state.
Oh, yeah.
That would never happen in the family, right?
No.
By the way, give a shout out to Mom and Dad. Your folks are?
Aaron and Dana Seugling.
All right, very good. Hey, let's talk a little bit about your duties then as Beef Queen. What all do you have to do during the year?
Well, May is Beef Month, so we have a lot of big things going this month. The first baby that was born in May, their family received beef certificates, and then a bib as well. And then there's going to be the burger feed coming up for Griswold at the end of the month. So we'll have burger feeds for each of the school districts throughout the year, making sure that every student gets a burger from the Cass County Cattlemen's. There's a couple things that I want to do, too. I've been working with the Iowa Ag Literacy Foundation to get some different books and lessons so that I can kind of go into maybe the elementary schools in Schuyler to kind of talk with some of those kids and educate them about beef.
Isn't it surprising? You would think in Iowa, where we're so close to it all, that everybody would know everything there is to know about stuff like that. But you always have to stay on top of it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's really surprising how much kids don't know about modern beef farms and modern agriculture. So I think that's something that's very important to me that we educate them from a young age about.
Yeah, you can even find people here in Iowa where if you ask them where their food comes from, their answer is, well, the grocery store.
Mm-hmm.
Where else?
Yeah.
We kind of go a little deeper than that sometimes. Talk about some of the grillings and things that you guys do. You do quite a few of them during the year, don't you?
Yeah, so we'll, May 24th, we're going to head over to Griswold, and we'll do that for the school. So that'll be for that whole school district. And then later this fall, and probably September, November, we'll go to Atlantic and then CAM as well and hit the high schools and elementary schools.
So. You guys have that nice grill set up.
Yeah.
And it does get around a bit during the course of the year for schools and things now, but there are a lot of different opportunities out there, and folks can always call and find out. It's pretty reasonably priced if you want to have the beef producers come over and take care of your event, right?
Yeah.
Who's in charge of that, do you know? That's the one beef question she doesn't know the answer to.
Yeah.
Hey, speaking of beef questions and answers, did you know you're the answer of our trivia question today?
I heard that.
Yeah. Today, later this afternoon, Chris is going to give you a chance to win some beef swag, some beef stuff, and get you entered into that $200 drawing that we'll have at the end of the month. Yeah. Our question today is, who is the 2017 Cass County Beef Queen? You know the answer. You can't win. It's too easy for you. Now you know the answer there over there too, don't you?
I'm in on it.
You're in on it. Actually, we just told everybody the answer, so it's not like anybody has an unfair advantage. Let's talk a little bit about the beef industry in general. What's the best part about being involved with the Cass County Beef Producers for you?
For me, I think it's a chance to be around people who love agriculture. The people in the agriculture industry are amazing, and I think that's one of the best parts about it. And then just being around people who share that common passion for the beef industry. And I think the coolest thing is each and every person has, you know, a different skill set, a different thing that they love about the beef industry in a different way that they're involved. And so for me, I think that's one of my favorite parts, is seeing how everything intertwines.
Well, and part of the industry too, the beauty of it, I think too, is that it's so far reaching. It's so local. You know, when you look at the other industries, look at the auto industry, we think of places like Detroit. You know, that's pretty much it. We think of Detroit. We don't really think of any place else. There are plants other places, but we don't think of anything else. But when you think of something like the beef industry, you know, it's really right out the back door. I mean, there's so many people that are involved in it locally, and it continues to be that way in large measure. Obviously, there are larger operations, too, but there are a lot of small operations that pay the bills for locals.
Yeah.
Yeah. Let's talk a little bit about your process then, too. You talked about how you show some animals at fair, get a chance to do that. How many you show you each year? Just one?
I have two calves this year.
You have two? How much time do you spend with them?
A lot, especially during the summer. It's one of those things, waking up every morning, heading to the farm, and coming back in, going to sports practices, and then going back out at night again, and it's just a constant routine, but I love it, so.
Do you feel the pressure? I mean, they're at somebody else's farm, so, you know, there's somebody else could feed them and whatever and take care of that kind of stuff. But do you feel the pressure of needing to be there all the time, that responsibility is yours?
Yeah, I definitely feel that. It's my project, and I want to be right there involved with it in every way that I can. I didn't get it to have somebody else just do it for me, I guess. So,
here in this county in particular, there are still quite a few youngsters who show calves at fair, aren't there?
Yeah.
Seems like it's still pretty strong.
Yeah.
How do you guys promote that? Do the county beef producers, do you as Beef Queen, do you guys promote that to the youngsters?
I think it's a good thing to promote young people getting involved with beef in any way that they can, and I think especially showing livestock is such a great way, because it teaches you a lot about hard work and commitment and responsibility, and it's really fun too. So,
for you, bless you there. I wasn't sure what you were coming up with there. For you, have you shown other places then too?
I've gone to a couple different shows. There's a show in Ames that I go to, but mostly just stick with the county fair and stuff. So
there's Ames again. Yeah. It keeps coming up, doesn't it? How much support do you get from your folks? Do they really push you along? Do they help you? Or do they just kind of let you figure it out on your own?
They let me figure it out. If I need help, I ask for it, and they'll help me and stuff. But they like me to do it on my own, too. So.
Okay. So when you think about doing a grilling or something, you think about grilling out. What's your favorite cut of beef?
Oh, that's tough.
You like them all?
Yeah, I like everything. I could go for good beef brisket, a good burger, prime rib, everything.
Now, Brett's probably dying to ask this question too, so I'll ask it for him this morning. Did you bring anything for us? Oh.
What?
I feel bad now.
The
I should have brought something.
Thing she forgot. That's all right. I got plenty in the freezer. We'll take care of that later. Anything else that you have to do during the course of the year as Beef Queen?
I'll be in some parades this summer, and just really whatever happens with some of my plans for the elementary schools and stuff, I'm going to try and get a lot of things done down there. So kind of however much I want to do, I'll do, I guess.
Very good. Well, of course, it is Beef Month. That's why we're sitting here this morning talking about this. So give them that sales pitch. Why should folks get out there and support and enjoy beef?
supporting and enjoying beef is a really important thing. The beef industry is just a really cool industry, and I think any way that people can be educated about it, involved with it, and support what our Cass County beef producers do is great.
Excellent. And we need to get those young people involved as much as possible, too, so we can ensure the future of the industry. You bet. And in a lot of different ways. By the way, is there a princess?
Mm-hmm. Mariah Murphy.
Mariah Murphy. I think she's a trivia question later this month yet, too. So we'll talk about that a little bit more down the road. Emily, thanks so much for coming in this morning.
Thank you.
I mean, you probably had to take care of the calves before you came here, then. Not so much? Not yet?
No. Not this morning.
Not this morning.
Dad's
okay.
Taking care.
Ah, perfect. Get a little help this morning. Yeah. Excellent. Well, thanks for coming in this morning. Appreciate it. And appreciate all you do. I know there are other things you could probably be doing with your time, but you choose to spend it with the guys and gals out doing grillings and at parades and at different functions to promote the industry here locally. We appreciate what you do.
I enjoy it, so.
You bet. Thank you so much. Appreciate you coming in here this morning.